From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fighting between separatists and government forces in southern Yemen has killed at least 36 people, the Red Cross says, while the president accuses the fighters of a coup. About 185 people have been wounded. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
In a second day of clashes, forces loyal to Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi exchanged gunfire with southern separatist fighters around key government buildings Monday in Yemen's southern interim capital of Aden. Arab media reports several official government buildings are in the hands of the separatists, but that a standoff prevails between the two sides in most places. Scores were wounded, and at least a dozen people were killed, according to officials loyal to Hadi. Southern Yemeni separatist leader Idrous Zubeidi insists the situation in Aden could not remain as is. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
11 members of the Afghan National Army have been killed, 16 wounded in an early morning attack on a military academy in Kabul on Monday. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry said the attack is against an army unit providing security for the academy and not the academy itself. Witnesses say the fighting near the Marshal Fahim National Defense University continued after daybreak. 5 suicide bombers carried out the attack. The first 2 exploded their vests at the entrance. 3 others tried to enter. The Afghan National Army killed 2 of them and arrested 1 with his vest. This is VOA News. President Trump has ruled out talks with Afghanistan's Taliban, vowing to, quote, finish them in the wake of a wave of terrorist attacks in Kabul that killed hundreds of people and wounded hundreds more. He met with some members of the United Nations Security Council at the White House on Monday, said he would raise the issue of what more we can do to defeat the insurgent group. He said there's no talking to the Taliban, appearing to put an end to hopes of a diplomatic solution to Afghanistan's long-running domestic conflict. New data from 22 high- and low-income countries show antibiotic resistance to a number of serious bacterial infections is growing at an alarming rate. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The survey, the first of its kind, is vital in improving and understanding the extent of antimicrobial resistance in the world. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindmeier tells VOA the findings raise many red flags.
The data that these countries provided show us that in some of the most common bacteria, the most commonly reported resistant bacteria, we find a resistance of sometimes up to 65, even up to 82%, depending on the bacteria. And these are really alarming data.
The most commonly reported resistant bacteria include E. coli bacterial infection, staph infections, pneumonia, and salmonella. The World Health Organization is encouraging all countries to set up good surveillance systems for detecting drug resistance. This, it says, will provide needed information to tackle what it calls one of the biggest threats to global public health. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrians living under temporary protected status in the United States will know by Tuesday whether the Trump administration is extending those protections or, as it has done with 3 other countries in recent months, canceling them. The decision will affect about 6,000 Syrians. And Andrew McCabe, the FBI's number 2 official, who President Trump has publicly criticized for alleged political violence, bias that is, has left the Bureau several weeks ahead of his retirement in March. McCabe is a 22-year FBI veteran and its deputy director for the past 2 years. He was planning to retire in March when he became eligible for full retirement benefits, but McCabe decided to take early leave starting Monday and won't be returning to the Bureau. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.